That's why I stand for the flag, and I kneel at the cross. Lord, for the friends I have loved and lost, it has to be me. God be just, and the freedom I fought for is granted us. I hope it's not too late.
Welcome to We Are the News Now with Dan Hennen. I'm your host, Dan Hennen. Today is July 25th, 2022. Our show will be about current events, in particular, the events that made the news that shouldn't have. In other words, distractions that we have to be on the lookout for. We need to be cognizant of what's being presented in the news that's only meant to distract. And then I'll be covering items that did not make the news that should have. Keep in mind, this is a faith-based program. As always, we'll start out our show with a prayer. To our God, Father God Almighty, the creator of all things, we humbly submit ourselves and this show to you in the name of Yeshua, your Son, and our Messiah. I take the blood of Christ and apply it to this live stream, the recording, show, and every listener right now. I plead the blood of Jesus over our ministry, all families in this great nation of America. I continue to scramble the devices of the enemy that wish to come against this broadcast in the name of Jesus, Yeshua. Please, Father God, anoint every listener right now where they are as they tune into this show. Touch them with your beautiful presence. God bless each and every one of them and keep them and protect them as they tune into this show. Into the truth provided by you, the truth, the life, and the way. Thank you, and we pray in the name of your Son, Yeshua, Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, here's the updates. We've got a bunch of news here, getting up to speed here. Hopefully by next week, we'll be up to speed with current events. So right now, we'll be starting off with items from July 11th and moving forward. Things are happening, coming in hot and heavy as things are moving forward. In fact, the first thing was an item I left off the show relating to July 8th. Now, this is an interesting situation. The new owners of a North Dakota corn mill is the Fuferg Group based in China. So we're getting these stories with the news, with the food plants burning down, food shortages, baby formula shortages, supply chain issues, food not getting here. And we all know the big purpose, the meaning of that is that we're going to have food shortages. Is the goal that they're trying to starve us out? Could be. Now, why are we getting China coming in buying corn mills in North Dakota? Very interesting. That, like I said, was July 8th. Look it up yourself if you need to get any further information on that. But we'll be starting here with items from July 11th and moving forward to the current. Jill Biden makes remarks that offend the Latino community. This is July 11th. You know, she can't get things straight. We know Joe can't. Jill can't get things straight. Now she's offending folks as well. So those are kind of notes here to keep track of. We know that Joe Biden is not the president. We're not even sure which one is because we've got this this fake, this backup, this body double, this doppelganger hanging out there. And you can't tell from press conference to press conference which one is the real guy. Now, Donald Trump, remember, never conceded the election. And we got this whole election fraud going on. And we've got these press conferences from Biden being done on a stage, which has already been proven as well. Not in the White House. So you have to ask yourself, what's really going on here? But very interesting. Now, another story, a Royal Australian Air Force intelligence officer admitted to 230 counts of child sex abuse crimes, including blackmail to send him photos. This person's name is Sergeant Jacob Donald Walsh. Now, it didn't make much news here in the U.S., but this is an Australian Air Force intelligence officer. Now, with all the pedophilia going on and all the stories going on, how in the world does this thing even come to light? How does this even happen? everything you're doing is being tracked and monitored anyway. And so he obviously was busted here cold, didn't even try to get out of it, had to plead guilty to 230 counts of child sex abuse crimes. Very interesting there for Jacob Donald Walsh. Good luck in prison with all that. Jim Watkins, Mr. Jim Watkins, the owner of the old the board there of 8chan and 4chan, responded to some, saying someone edited his January 6th testimony. Now, he was very close to Donald Trump and also to the whole Q phenomenon and the things going on behind the scenes with intelligence. And he is now running actually for Congress. Now, he made his deposition or his testimony about January 6th and what really went on there. He knows the truth. He knows it wasn't anything close to what we're hearing in the mainstream media. But a piece of audio was spliced together to make it sound like he didn't know what was going on. He said that either someone spliced it or edited it or something. He said, that is not the way I said it in my testimony at all. Very interesting. We're getting the mainstream media here concocting up everything, editing everything. And we're living a real life 1984, if you read the book. July 13th, Sri Lanka entered into a state of emergency after the president flees the country. Very interesting what's all going on here. In Los Angeles County, new news, Los Angeles County supervisors are seeking to remove the sheriff, Alex Villanueva. Alex Villanueva is the sheriff there in LA County. Now, we know him as the good guy. In fact, he failed and refused to enforce these COVID masks, these COVID mandates a couple of years ago in LA County, and says, hey, fine, come up with these suggestions. That's fine. But me and my staff aren't going to enforce them. They're illegal. You can't be enforcing these masks. Sure, if you want to recommend to wear them, the state was making them mandatory, requiring you to wear them. He says, well, you can't do that. Therefore, I'm not going to enforce it, me and my staff. So they're going after him, and they have been for a while. They're going to try to get him removed. Now, his response is this. He calls it an illegal motion. There was a motion by the supervisors to remove him from office. A sheriff is voted in by the constituents. The sheriff is the highest person in a jurisdiction, the sheriff. He can't be removed in some motion that a committee makes. So he's calling them out on that as well there in the state of California. And that being about as deep state as it gets, he may have some trouble there, but this is Sheriff Alex Villanueva. Good guy. Good luck with him. I hope everything goes well, but he's going to be facing an uphill battle. He's the one who said, was refusing to enforce those COVID masks back then. On July 13th, Durham now requests 30 more subpoenas and testimony for the Steele dossier case against Igor Danchenko. Igor Danchenko is into this whole Steele dossier with the fake dossier that the mainstream media really has yet to really address. That whole thing was fake. So it'll be interesting to see those 30 subpoenas. On July 15th, it's been announced that Huma Abedin is dating Bradley Cooper from Hollywood. That Bradley Cooper is dating Huma Abedin. Remember, Huma used to date Anthony Weiner, was married to Anthony Weiner. That was the whole thing that set off that Weiner laptop with the insurance file on his laptop. Not only the pedophilia and underage girls on his laptop, he had that insurance file, which really exposed things as far as what was going on behind the scenes with Huma and Hillary Clinton and whatever took place with that young 8-year-old Asian girl that was killed and her face was ripped off on video and on surveillance. The people that have seen that have all since been killed. Now, Huma is part of the Muslim Brotherhood. The female branch of that, I think that she was installed to monitor and be the handler of Hillary Clinton when she was in office. She is a bad deep state actor. Now, if she's eating, if she's dating Bradley Cooper, keep in mind, is Bradley Cooper a bad guy, deep state actor, or a good guy? Now, we know that he played Chris Kyle in the movie American Sniper. American Sniper was that CIA propaganda pushed movie about Chris Kyle. Chris Kyle was a longtime Navy SEAL, got out of work and started bragging about all the kills that he made and wrote a book about it. Now, anyone that knows anything about Navy SEALs, your first thing is to never talk about your past work. Never talk about your kills. Never talk about your experience and your training. Well, Chris Kyle wrote a book detailing everything. Ask any Navy SEAL, that's something you do not do. It's frowned upon. Well, he, of course, became an American hero to the gullible American public. Sheep loved Chris Kyle. What a hero, what a patriot. Chris Kyle was certainly not that. Chris Kyle then, in turn, got murdered back in 2013, I believe, and they made that movie called American Sniper, this very heroic, patriotic look at Chris Kyle. Bradley Cooper played him. Now, I think that is very interesting, interesting set of scenarios that he's now dating Huma Abedin quietly. This is not public information that came out by in the last couple of months that they have been seeing each other. Very interesting. Now, Ivana Trump dies, age 73, last week. This is Donald Trump's first wife. Ivana Trump died of cardiac arrest, but it later came out that she died following injuries sustained in a fall. So did she fall, or did she die of cardiac arrest, or what? Now, 73, not that surprised, I guess, but it's still young enough for a fairly healthy person. Did she get the jab? Did she get the boosters? Once again, the subsequent results of those folks getting the jab and getting the booster is that they suffer from some sort of heart issue, myocarditis, heart attack, cardiac arrest, events like that that have a negative impact on your heart. So now she dies, interestingly enough. I don't know what's more about that, but maybe someone and some folks can put this in the bottom in the comments section and add more to that, because I find that very interesting that Ivana Trump died from that particular type of death. Cardiac, anything with cardiac in it is what we're seeing these athletes, these folks dying off. Now, did Ivana's death relate to that? I don't know. Now, Georgia Guidestones, didn't have much time to cover last week on this, on the topic for last week's show, but down in Georgia is the Georgia Guidestones, a very strange and peculiar art stone with engraving written in, I think, 11 different languages about trying to keep the population of the globe under 500 million people. And it's all this strange oddities. Now, that is under surveillance, of course, 24 hours a day. That is, there's video surveillance on that. That one stone came undone and collapsed. It was announced. They quickly blamed it on an earthquake in the area. That's certainly not the case. And the video footage that came out that was leaked, I'm guessing, I don't think it's the official footage, but it did show some sort of missile, some sort of attack, something happened that shot out that particular stone. Now, that stone was the one that was written in English, is what I believe, not the other 11 languages. Soon, construction crews were on site to tear down and to demolish the rest of that structure. Now, nothing was released to the public as far as the video surveillance. It has 24-hour video surveillance, like I said. Nothing was released. Now, on the dark web or the deep web and on internet forums, that video was out there showing exactly what happened. It certainly was not an earthquake. But now they have demolished it all very quickly. I don't know how they got construction crews in there that fast, but they got it taken care of. Pfizer comes in, the company that's making the vaccines, and says, we want to get this place rebuilt. We're going to fund it ourselves, but we have to get it done in by a deadline of February 23rd of next year. And if you do the math from the destruction and when the deadline was that they gave, It was exactly 6 months, 6 weeks, and 6 days later. There's your infamous, once again, 666 back into the equation. Now, you have to ask yourself, why would they impose a deadline to get it built? Why would Pfizer be behind this? And why would they pick 666? Once again, way too many anomalies there. Way too many strange oddities. Now, the general public is not going to pick up on this. The general population is not going to put any of these connections together. Most of the people that I talked to on Facebook after posting that image of the Guidestones say, I've never heard of this. What is it? What do they do? Who built it? When was it built? They are not aware of this structure. It was built in 1980. Part of this whole Freemason Illuminati group was behind all of this. Very, very similar to the new Denver airport with the murals and the strange tunnels underneath that airport going on and things like that back when that was built in the 90s. Very, very similar to that. So people that are awake, fully awake, know exactly what this is for. People that are half awake have either heard about it, don't understand it, don't know what's there. They may not know that there's something allegedly buried underneath there, some sort of time capsule that was put there beneath, under the surface. But the people that are just elementary level awake and starting to get awake and starting to learn about topics such as 9/11, JFK, some of these strange details with Sandy Hook and the Oklahoma City bombing blast at the Murrah Building. Once you start putting the pieces of these things together, things will make sense. If you're not at that stage yet, and you're not awake to that certain level yet, the Guidestones will be new to you. All that means is that you've got some homework to do. You can certainly look it up. There's a lot of videos, a lot of homework, a lot of research done on those Georgia Guidestones. And the assumption here is that a group of white hats were responsible for taking that out. White hats meaning good people, patriots, good guys, as opposed to black hats are basically the equivalent of the deep state. So the reason they knocked it out, what did it do? It brought attention. It brought worldwide attention to those stones. That was what it was meant to do. And then the stone that it was taken out was the English version of that 550 population, depopulation as far as why do we have wars, depopulation? Why do we have AIDS? Why do we have these SARS things that are genetically modified, created, and then released upon the unsuspecting public? It's meant to kill them. And so why do we have the Gulf War syndrome? Why do we have soldiers being inoculated in wars before they go to wars in the Middle East with 16 different concoctions of various vaccines and things like that that are not meant to work together like that? People come back, Gulf War syndrome. All the soldiers are sick. So if they don't get killed over in Desert Storm in Iraq and Afghanistan, they come back with PTSD. If they don't have that, they have Gulf War syndrome. Gulf War syndrome, they think, is from something that you do from taking in all those gases and whatnot by being over there in the Middle East and serving overseas. Partly that is true. A fraction of that is true. But the Gulf War syndrome that people come back with from folks in the military that served over there is the effects of what they got injected with here in America before they left to begin with. That is the Gulf War syndrome, those series of vaccinations, those series of shots and inoculations that the soldiers were required to get before they went over there. That's how the Gulf War syndrome came in to effect, much like we're seeing here with the COVID, kind of the same thing. They're injecting them with things that have not been tested or proven and comes back. And so what was stored in the Alfred Murrah Building in Oklahoma City back in 1996 when that came down was there was an active class action lawsuit suing the military by from giving them or resulting the soldiers that have tests that found out that they were given these inoculations that effectively and ultimately got them sick, if not killed. And the caseload was 400,000 military soldiers that had filed into this class action lawsuit. And there was being a lawsuit court case brought against the Pentagon, the Department of Defense, and the U.S. military for that. That's what got the soldiers sick. Yes, there was other things over there in the Middle East that got them sick. But that case, that court case that was about to come to trial with 400,000 plaintiffs in that class action lawsuit for Gulf War syndrome was stored in the basement of the Alfred Murrah building. Once the Oklahoma City bombing took place, that lawsuit was dropped. They couldn't carry that forward. Nothing was mentioned of it since. That lawsuit went away. So keep thinking of things like that as things come up. There's many, many reasons for things that happen, not just one. It wasn't just a random guy that took out the Oklahoma City bombing. There was bombs planted in that basement throughout that entire structure to bring that whole building down. Because it didn't work, only half the building came down. But that's the reason. The other part of this records that were stored in that building for the Oklahoma City bombing was all those the savings and loan scandal, the Clintons' connections with Arkansas Little Rock. It was the dealings with the savings and loan with Dan Lassiter. Those cases that were going on where the lawsuits were, the files that were against Hillary and Bill Clinton from their years in Arkansas were stored in that building. The future of any potential lawsuit against those guys relating to those improper dealings that were going on in Arkansas, Little Rock, I think it was Denver, savings and loan as well, and some other banking irregularities that were going on. And they needed to launder that money that was going on coming in there from Little Rock, from the Contra, Iran-Contra escapades. That was what was stored in the basement of the Alfred Murrah building. That was a federal building, and that building needed to come down. Sorry to get off on a tangent, but you have to look at things in a big scope like that, for instance, to see what else, who benefits, cui bono, who benefits from a large-scale event like that. We now have Truth Premium on our website. For only $1.99 per month, you'll see less ads, receive more exclusive and premium content, as well as have access to our Powered by Truth community forum. You can't beat $1.99 in support of the truth. Go to premium.eamedia.online and sign up today. Check out all of our articles and content at eternalaffairsmedia.com. Support the truth, powered by the truth, founded in 2010. There are many ways to support the truth. There's an updated donors list. One-time donations this last month. Andy, Lisa, Reverend Dave, and Mark. Thanks again for that. Current Truth Premium subscribers include Linda, David, Bruce, Mary, Dean, Sharla, Diana, and Pamela. Patreons, Dan and Alicia, thanks for all of this. Yeah, thank and God bless for the donations and the donors that are coming in. Now, Eternal Affairs also has exciting news. Every patriot knows who Mike Lindell is. He's been courageous in his fight to bring transparency to election fraud in the 2020 election. Our exciting news is this. We partnered with Mike Lindell's MyPillow. And if you use promo code ETERNAL at MyPillow.com, you'll receive the best latest deals. So please support Mike Lindell as well as Eternal Affairs Media by using promo code ETERNAL today. You can also call 1-800-795-5993. Once again, my name is Dan Hennen. Today is July 25th, 2022. Please share, like, and subscribe. And thanks for listening. America. Now that you're mine, across America.